game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Christmas Eve! Welcome back to the Razzball Basketball Podcast. I'm, of course, J.B. Gilpin. It is December 24th, 2016. Tomorrow's Christmas! Merry Christmas, everyone! Thanks for listening. And boy, do we have a Christmas surprise for you, especially if you don't like Slim. Because Slim had to cancel it. I'm just kidding. We all love you, Slim. Although he apparently loves his family more than me. Very sad, very sad. But it's just me today, so a solo podcast. We promised you a Christmas Eve podcast. So decided to plop in and do one by myself, give you a couple updates on what's going on, and be sure we can play our 30-point challenge picks for the Christmas games. But oh man, Christmas came early for me, for my REL team. Oh my lord! I got a high volume, 53.2% from the field and 91% from the line on the 23rd last night. Thanks to Isaiah Thomas, Russell Westbrook, and Zach LaVine for all being absolutely dominant. It was a great Christmas send-off. And I got Dirk Nowitzki back! Ah! Such a Christmas miracle. I love it. So, in REL, I actually get to bench my whole team and solidify my 8-1 win. Hopefully your Christmas matchups are going well, and you can look forward to watching some Christmas basketball tomorrow. Today's show, we're going to recap the big news and notes from the past couple days, including the return of Dirk. We're going to preview Christmas Day games with our 30-point challenge picks. Slim did submit his pick to me, so we're going to be good there. And then we're going to catch up with what we've been watching at the movies, what I've been watching in the movies. You all get to hear about it. No, that's not going to be very long, so we'll have fun with that.
Y'all ready for this?
So, are we ready to have Dirk Nowitzki back? Well, the Mavericks are 1-0 since Dirk's been back for the past 3 weeks. They actually beat the Clippers last night. 15 minutes for Dirk, 17 points, 4 rebounds. No other D-stats, but shot 7-12, hit 2 threes. You're probably picking him up, but I don't think you should feel bad if you dropped him. I mean, what is he going to do, play 20 minutes the next month a game, score a few points, and not really do much else? I mean, it's not like he's playing defense. Although this was weird that he played center against the Clippers. I don't know why DeAndre Jordan didn't just tear him up. 34 minutes with 7 points for Jordan with 4 turnovers. Did have 17 rebounds, 2 blocks, but that's expected. Kind of a weird game. Dorian Finney-Smith, DFS. Well, your DFS lineup failed if you used him 0 of 8 and 30 minutes with him. You can expect his minutes to go down. Still played a lot of Barnes. The baby giraffe, Salah Mejri, getting his 21 minutes. So if you own Mejri, probably moving on. You can stream like Nogueira or something like that. Dwight Powell as well gets 4 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 steals, but only 17 and a half minutes. That was your center combo. Now with Dirk back, they're all going to be like 20-minute per game centers. It's going to be really frustrating. So I don't think there's any reason to must hold either of those three guys in 12ers. Probably, I mean, Dirk's at the top of the list now that he's healthy, but he's going to be probably more annoying than Embiid, which is ironic because he's the Germanator. He probably has a nice Embiid. What else happened last night? I mentioned it. Apparently, this is going to be all about my REL team. Zach LaVine goes off for 40 points. Man, where are we going to rank him next year? That's a tough one. You know, maybe where McCollum went this year, something like that. We have 40 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, 13 of 21 from the field, and a sexy, efficient line with 7 threes and 7 for 7 free throws. Still not enough as the Wolves, who were turning it around, lose at home to the Kings. The Kings are on a mini run. That's annoying. I hate the Kings. DeMarcus Cousins, not a big fan. LaVine, you know, maybe 4th rounder next year. I don't know. It's too early to talk. Ranks take so much time and effort. Maybe am I way too early, so I could go ahead and start thinking about it. Maybe he'll be in the 35 range or something like that. He's just been incredible. And he's great in Roto because he hits threes and maintains a good field goal percentage. Turnovers aren't too bad. So, yeah, definitely a good Roto guy there. Interesting couple games from Montrezl Harrell. I'm trying to pull up his numbers here. I don't have any of my buffer while Slim talks to look up things. That's disappointing. But yeah, Nene is old. We all knew that. And I've just never been a big Harrell guy. I thought he could score and rebound, and that's about it. That's exactly what he did last night, though. I mean, when you get 28 minutes, you know, if you're a scorer and rebounder, what is he, Zach Randolph? Something like that. 16 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist against the Grizzlies in a loss. Game before at Phoenix, 17 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Did get 3 blocks in that one, but he's averaging 0.6 blocks a game. I mean, given that's only in 15 minutes. But his field goal percentage, 63%. Should be a high field goal percentage guy. I guess that's a little bit different than Z-Bo. Probably going to play more. I probably own him over Z-Bo. So he's been pretty, Z-Bo's been pretty annoying there. Slim is now texting me during the show. So Slim apparently has time to text, but not be on the show. He's probably with family, you know, like off to the side, texting about basketball. Slim wants to add, Dirk is still a pass for him in 12ers due to rest days. Don't really disagree. Like I said, he's not really a must hold. He's the one I'd own of the three centers, but kind of agree there. And according to Slim, hey, look, he hit up all the top of my talking points. He must have. I actually did send him my show rundown, so I guess that's why he's replying off that. He says LaVine is now the king of Thragnoff, not Klay Thompson. I don't know, Slim. Zach LaVine's field goal percentage for hitting as many threes as he does. What's he at now? He's shooting 47.7% from the field with 2.8 threes. Your usual Thragnoff. I guess Klay Thompson kind of did that too. Had a pretty good percent. What do we got? 3.1 assists. Only 0.8 steals. Eh. I love the percents. I'm having a hard time really disputing it though. And the king of Thragnoff, that's not necessarily, you know, the meanest thing to say about someone. We can say much meaner things. We've said mean things about a lot of people on this show. Just in fun, you know. We're not making fun of these guys. But, yeah, I still think the percentage. I mean, yeah, I guess the metrics will probably like him. I wonder, has he made the top 25 yet in Yahoo ranks? Nah, he's not there yet. So, I think the metrics will like him maybe a bit more than you want to draft him for. But the percent for being such a good three shooter, I guess that is kind of a better Roto thing than head-to-head anyway. So, there you go. Big surprise this year, I've written about it a couple times, it's just how good Marc Gasol's been after breaking his foot, being a real question mark going into this year. We thought he'd have DMPs. I think he's had like one or two DMP rests, that's it. And he's just been absolutely dominated Andre Drummond. I put a GIF into that one. 14 of 17 from the field, with 38 points in that game. Was one steal off from another rainbow last night against Houston. Only shot 5 of 14, but 16 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. He is amazing. I can't believe I ranked Powell ahead of him. Someone mentioned that in a comment, and I was very... I knew I had him close. I had him like 6 or 7 apart. But yeah, I wish I had flip-flopped that. The Pistons last night started John Luer. Actually, I think a couple of people mentioned they were afraid of Tobias coming off the bench. I wasn't at all. We figured more shots, a lot more usage with the second unit. Tobias still has a good game off the bench. Luer, on the other hand, 8 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal. You know, no turnovers. Very meh, which is kind of what he's been the whole year. In 33 minutes, though, you kind of were hoping for a little bit more. Maybe back-end usable. I mean, I'd rather own Montrezl, someone like that. The one that took the hit, Marcus Morris, 1 for 7 from the field. I think he was off a 0 for 11 game or 1 for 11 game, something like that. But 2 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. No turnovers. At least he didn't turn it over. But yeah, the 20 minutes for Marcus Morris, you're probably moving on there. As disappointing as that is, because I, you know, if he gets the minutes and just consistently rides it out, he has his ups and downs, but he's a fantasy usable player. So that's kind of annoying there. I was fortunate enough to watch last night the whole OKC Celtics game as my REL bias. I own 4 guys in that game, I think. Man, that game was good. Russell Westbrook took over. Isaiah played amazing. But really the surprise was Domantas Sabonis. I don't know why I said his name so weird. Domantas Sabonis. 20 points, one rebound, one assist, one steal. But he was, I think, 8 for his first 8. Maybe it was 7 for his first 7. But he was 8 for 11 in 25 minutes with 4 threes. Hadn't scored in double figures in his past 10 game log. Here, I'll click on his game log. When's the last time he even scored double figures? He's just a good-looking stand out there and shoot threes. Scored double figures on November 30th and November 25th. Hadn't before that till November 11th. Only a handful of double-figure games. Not a lot of rebounds. No D-stats. It's very meh. Deep league. Need a couple threes. Someone that's going to play minutes. Sure. Oh, does not get worse than being a Marquese Chris owner. Last night, poor Marquese Chris has to guard Joel Embiid. Oh, that is such a terrible mismatch, and they made him feel it. 5 fouls in 7 minutes against Embiid. Tried to slap that Embiid back and forth, and the Embiid won. That's disgusting. But yeah, 7 minutes for Chris. Hasn't gone over 17 minutes the last 3 games. Had that little outburst where back-to-back 30-minute games and was decent. You know, get a steal and a block, and he'll hit a couple threes, get a couple boards when he gets enough minutes. Right now, it's just too tough to hold. Does start next week at the Rockets. Good matchup for him against Rhino. I mean, just the fact that he'll be able to guard a perimeter player versus Embiid. But yeah, you're probably cutting him in 12ers. I did in a couple leagues where I've streamed for Christmas games in the RCLs. So that would be what I would do there. Great to see TJ Warren back. I flip-flopped really quick on him. Dr. G, shout out to you in the comments. A med student telling us he thinks that Warren had an illness that brought on some vertigo. And the vertigo probably subsided. Remember Pau Gasol ended a season with vertigo. He may have not ended the season. It was late in the year. He had vertigo for a couple weeks. Didn't, like, fly with the team or something. Had to take a couple weeks off with, I think it was his last stint with the Lakers. Maybe it was with the Bulls. I don't remember. But, you know, it's something you can come back from. And it looks like TJ Warren's finally back from him. Last night, 7 for 16 from the field. Only 2 shots behind Devin Booker for the most shots. 19 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal with 2 threes. Only 3 of 6 free throws. That was something that he really turned around this year. Maybe he's still shaking off a little rust, but he's certainly someone you now need to must-own in 12ers again after looking like this illness or headache or vertigo or, I don't know, I'm just as on uneven ground doing this by myself as he is. That's putting it lightly. I think playing in the NBA might be a little harder than hosting a podcast by yourself, but what do I know? I've never played in the NBA. Elfrid Payton, our favorite, and it's the holiday podcast. Hey, Elfrid on your shelfrid. Well, hopefully the Elfrid is on your 12er shelfrids, as in you should own him, not that he should be owned. I think people know what I meant. 25 points last night, 3 rebounds, 9 assists, a steal and a block with no turnovers. Wow, looking at his game log, 5 of his last 6 games, only 1 turnover or less. Did have 6 in one of those, but hey, what can you do? 11 for 16 in the win against the Lakers. They won by 29. I actually watched the beginning of this game. The Magic were just blowing them out early. 3 threes from Elfrid as well. Only at 0.6 a game on the season, but this is a good game. Let me look at his splits real quick, because I remember putting the article in the Daily Notes a couple days ago that his numbers as a sub weren't too different as a starter. But now they're starting to really go up. 12.8 points a game as a sub versus 10.7 as a starter. Even split, 16 games as starter, 16 as sub. And the big thing, which I did mention in the Daily Notes, he's shooting over 50% as a sub versus 41.8% as a starter. Hitting double the 3, 0.8 as a sub. Free throw percentage, still an issue. You know, assist to turnover is about the same, even though it's in less minutes as a sub, but really looking better. I'm glad to see Elfrid Payton come along, because that was one of my favorite sleepers this year. Sticking with the Magic, man, what a turnaround from Serge Ibaka. This is a guy a lot of people drafted in the 30-ish range. I think I had him ranked around 40. Was looking like glad I was off that for the first few weeks there, maybe even the first month, but he's just really been a lot better. 19 points, 11 rebounds, and 5 blocks. Rainbow line, actually. 2 assists, 2 steals in there. Last night against the Lakers as well. Look at the 5 blocks. Had another 5 block game. The blocks have actually been kind of sporadic. one or under in 7 of the last 10, but 4 plus in 3 of the last 10. So kind of up and down. Averaging a career high, scoring 15.3. Wow. With 1.5 threes. He's hitting his threes at 41.6%. That's by far a career high. Shooting 49% from the field, that's better than the last 2 years. By far his best since he started shooting threes. Maybe a little bit of a sell high. 6.8 rebounds. Only playing 30 minutes a game. The turnovers are so low. The metrics are going to love him. Does he make... I have the top 25 on Yahoo right here. I don't see Ibaka on it yet in the first 25. 30th in Yahoo ranks. So, you know, 30 and a half minutes a game. You expect the percents to go, you know, the field goal percentage and three-point percentage to go down a tiny bit. Maybe you try to sell them high, but you're enjoying what you've got so far. What else I got here? Batum had a triple-double last night. Really not much to mention there. Also, yawn. Russell Westbrook got another triple-double with scoring 40 points. I love that in the game. They were like, there was a graphic that came up. It said, Russell Westbrook, third 40-point, 10-rebound, 10-assist game. Rest of NBA, zero. and then I think Yahoo on one of their banner clickbait things said, like, Russell Westbrook making 40 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists look easy. So good for him there, and good for Nicholas Batum. I mean, you pretty much got what you expected. Good rebounds, good assists, bad field goal percentage, bad turnovers. What's his turnovers at now? 2.4, down from last year, 2.9 last year. You know, getting his steal. The D-stats have kind of trended down from their 1-1 days in Portland. He's at 1.1, 0.4 now. Only 39% from the field. Wow, it's a Ariza-esque shooting. But last two games, 15 for 27, so at least getting a tiny bit better there. my favorite line of last night might have been JaVale McGee. Oh my god, 15 points in 9 minutes. I'm guessing most of those were in junk time. I didn't watch any of that game. They beat Detroit by only 6, but yeah, 8 minutes, 43 seconds, 6 of 7 from the field, hit 3 for 3 free throws. Somebody stop hacking JaVale McGee. 15 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. Man, he's actually been kind of usable the past 5 games. 4 blocks in those 5 games, 8 plus points in 4 or 5. I mean, deep league, it's... I mean, this is a joke. This is a clown podcast, yo. Last thing I wanted to bring up, Giannis is a Greek god amongst men, and that's an apt way to put it too, right? He's third right now after a monster game last night. Pulling it up now, but yeah, third. Number one is Durant. Number two is Brown. Number three is Giannis. This is in Yahoo ranks. 39 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, and a block on 12 of 19 shooting. 3 straight games with 13-plus free throws made. 13 for 15, 13 for 14, and 15 for 17 last night. I mean, that's like... Man, that's Harden-esque. I mean, that is just out of control good. His free throw volume on the year is only 7.6 attempts a game, and he's more than doubled that the last 3 games. So yeah, I was thinking I was going to pitch this to Slim, kind of do a top 4 or 5 next year's ranks. Man, it's going to be tough to rank Brow if he makes through this year healthy. I mean, do we think that next year he can get through the year healthy again? I don't know. Really tough not to love Harden's 12 assists a game. Yeah, the field goal percentage and obviously the turnovers, but he still ranks 7th while Russell Westbrook's 13th with the same issues, even though Westbrook's averaging the triple-double. Both of them at 5.5 turnovers a game. That's ridiculous. So next year, I don't know, does Durant do this again? Ah, the ranks are going to be so hard next year. I still really like Curry. I mean, he's 4th if you spent your number one pick on him. You know, he ranks higher than Harden or Westbrook does, and that was kind of the debates. I don't know too many people that were taking Durant first, but obviously they hit the home run if they did. My fantasy MVP was Giannis, so that's feeling pretty good. Next year's ranks. Is there a way Giannis could be number one? Could that be a possibility? I don't know. I think Harden, Durant, Giannis, Curry. If Brow gets through the year healthy, I think he's in that mix. Man, it's just a mixing bowl of five or six top guys. Don't forget Kawhi, especially if he does. What if Pop doesn't bench Kawhi and lets him go a full, you know, 80 or something like that? It's doubtful. Wishful thinking. It's Christmas. It's the time for wishful thinking. So, lots to think about for the ranks next year. I'm glad I'm doing ranks only when the season ends. And then got a long summer to think about how to rank next year. Oh, rankings are... Rankings are pain. They're great, but they're painful. It's like childbirth. I wouldn't know, though. Sorry, female listeners, if that was sexist. Looking at tonight's games. What do we have here? I had a link up with tonight's games, but I lost it somewhere here. Let me find it real quick. This is what happens when you can't click around on stuff. NBA. So how many Christmas games are there? Yeah, I'm having trouble with this. Sing some Christmas music. Do I still have my sleigh bells up? Yeah, there we go. You want to just play that while I Google stuff. Oh my god, that's actually really, really harsh sounding. Apologies for that. I can't wait for the Christmas music to be over. Oh, where I work in real life, it's like this big like work campus where there's a lot of outdoor, indoor walking in and outs, and there's a PA system that plays music. And it's all Christmas music the past month. It's the worst! Alright, we've got five games on Christmas. We've got the Celtics at the Knicks at noon. Nah. I mean, the Celtics should hopefully run them over. The Knicks, 16-13. The Celtics only a half game better at 17-13. Crazy. But yeah, you gotta think Isaiah's gonna have a field day with that Derrick Rose quote-unquote defense. So that should be a good one. Got the big game of the slate, the Warriors going at Cleveland, rematch of the NBA Finals. That's at 2:30. Man, who's going to win that game? I think the Warriors win this one. I think Durant has a big game. They've had this one circled for a while. They got the Bulls at the Spurs at 5. That should be a decent game. Kawhi off a big game. Spoiler alert! Slim's 30-point challenge pick is going to be Kawhi. Then we got the Wolves at OKC. Ooh, fun for my REL team. Too bad I'm benching everyone, but I'll still watch it. Should be a good game. Love LaVine. We talked about him. LaVine-Westbrook matchup should be a good one. And then at 10:30, we've got Los Angeles on a long travel day going across the country with the Clippers going to the Lakers. Clippers should bounce back. I think they blow out the Lakers. That is the boring game. Good thing I'm on the East Coast and a grandpa, because I will be asleep for that one. So what do we got? Top 10 scores for the 30-point challenge. Westbrook, Brow, Cousins, DeRozan, Harden, Lillard, Isaiah Thomas. Ooh, that would have been one. Durant, LeBron, and Jimmy Butler and Stephen Curry are tied, so you can use neither. So that means Slim is a pansy and picks Kawhi, who is the first one out by 0.1 points. Slim does not deserve a point if he gets Kawhi right. Kyrie Irving. Man, so when we did the podcast last, it was the night the Cavs had a back-to-back, and J.R. Smith breaks his thumb and is out for... How long is he? He's at like 3 or 4 months. I guess I should have mentioned that in the early part, but I haven't been a big J.R. Smith guy anyway, so it didn't impact me very much. Anyway, with him out, I was like, of course Kyrie's going to get more shots. They're going to need more perimeter shooting, and he scores 31 points. So congrats to Nico Kola, Kevin, and Connor, both getting Kyrie Irving. That moves Connor up to 5 points, destroying the commenters. Come on, commenters, you're going to let Connor run away with this? He's got more than me now. Scores right now, Connor with 5, I have 4, and Slim has 6. Who am I going to pick for the Christmas 30-point challenge here? Kawhi's a good one. Maybe Kyrie. Maybe I stick with him. Not a back-to-back. I love that Slim said he doesn't want to go to back-to-backs and picked a back-to-back on that one. That was pretty funny. Curry just out. That's a bummer. Durant just out. I'm not picking Klay Thompson. Ooh, LeBron. He's 9th now. LeBron kept being someone that you could pick, which is just so weird. Anyway, I will go Kyrie Irving, who's 1 below Kawhi Leonard. So everything I said about Slim being a pansy, I take back, because I was equally a pansy by picking the next one down the list. So I've got Kyrie Irving, Slim Scott, Kawhi Leonard. Be sure to put your 30-point challenge picks in the comment on this podcast. And I know since it's Christmas, you may not get to this until it's Christmas Day. You know, who isn't ditching their family to listen to a fantasy basketball podcast? Come on! So just put your pick in any time before that player's game starts. So if you don't listen to this till midday on Christmas and you're like, ah, I'm out of game, so you can pick, you know, Levine or something for the 8 o'clock game. So just before that player's game's tip will work for us. Wrapping up with Christmas movies. Oh, maybe we should talk about if Die Hard's a Christmas movie. That's just what everything is talking about ever. It's a Christmas movie. It's fine. It's a fun movie. Who cares? It's a dumb debate. Why do we have to label stuff? I did finish Westworld. Very, very enjoyable last two episodes. I finally caught up there. I liked the resolution for the Man in Black. I thought that tied up everything pretty nice. Not sure exactly what Westworld Season 2 is going to go, but a lot of things that could happen there, so really enjoyed that. I'm still going through Lost. Oh, I saw Why Him with the wife. And after the movie, I said, why this movie? It was fine. It was entertaining while we watched it, but it didn't really move the needle in any direction. Didn't move my Embiid. My Embiid was not moved. What else have I been watching recently? I don't think anything else that good. Top Chef started. Off to talk with Gray about Top Chef on the baseball podcast. That's pretty much it. It's a lot of basketball these days. Really tough to watch the movies like I used to in college when I was a film major and a stoner and had a lot of time. Now I work two jobs. I watch basketball and baseball every night. It's pretty much year round. It's a busy time, but it's fun. It's fun keeping up with stuff as best I can. And the golden age of TV happening while I'm doing fantasy sports. It's not too good. Why couldn't the golden age of TV be when I was in college or in high school? Would have had a lot more time. Stupid TV writers coming together at the worst time. Anyway, thanks everyone for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed this solo pod. Give me a little nudge on the rump if you liked this podcast. Give me a little comment that you enjoyed the solo podcast. That'll make me feel good. If you didn't like it, tell me that too. That way you can yell at Slim. If you're like, oh, this podcast was the worst with JB by himself. Go ahead, put that in the comments too, because I'll point Slim to it, because Slim needs to be here. Just kidding. Love you, Slim. Enjoy your holidays, everyone, especially you, Slim, out there. Sorry I ribbed you. Enjoy your holidays, all your listeners and commenters. Please put your comments on here. I've got a Christmas Day post going up, just a small little thing. Put some comments on there. I'll be in touch with everyone. Thanks again, everyone, for listening. Thanks for making 2016 such a great year. We'll have one more podcast next week before the new year, but happy holidays to everyone. Enjoy your Christmas, and thanks for listening. I'll catch you next week.